Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where it has been an absolute pleasure to be discussing business success mindset, that inner game we all need to be successful today, as well as the Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies so that we're creating success with what's going on in our minds. So it is time for us to be talking to Don Cooper and finding out how the heck is it if we're spending our time out there in our face-to-face networking situations that we can make that time work better for us. Because one of the biggest complaints that I hear, especially as I'm out locally, is I'm hearing a frustration underneath people's tones when they talk about networking, because they're saying, yeah, you know, I go to all these networking functions, but I don't ever seem to get any business out of it. And I discussed that with Don. I said, there's got to be a way where we can help them understand how they can be using that time more effectively. So that's what Don's going to teach us today, how we can be qualifying while we're networking and still come across in a really great manner. So how are you doing this morning, Don?
I am great, Michelle. How are you?
I'm excited. We're getting rain. And, you know, after last year's drought, we welcome rain like Indians in a rain dance.
I don't doubt it.
So tell us, what is the first step that we need to be thinking about when we're going to our face-to-face networking so that we can be focusing on the results we want to accomplish instead of the, oh, gosh, I don't ever get anything out of it mindset?
Okay, well, the first thing to keep in mind as you're going to a networking event or preparing for a networking event is that you're actually not going to be qualifying. And I know that sounds a little counterintuitive. I know it sounds completely opposite to what we promise everybody. The fact is, though, you don't actually want to qualify at a networking event. When you're going to a conference or you're going to a seminar or you're going to an after-hours mixer at your Chamber of Commerce, whatever you're going to, any kind of networking event, while it's a sales opportunity in the grand sense of the term, it's not really a selling situation. You're not going there to sell. You're going there to meet people. You're going there for some other reason besides trying to close a deal. So qualifying is actually inappropriate in that kind of situation. Because qualifying involves trying to determine four things about somebody. Do they have a need for what you sell? Do they have the budget for what you sell? Do they have the authority to make a decision? And do they have the motivation to act? You're not going to find out those four things from somebody during a networking conversation. It's too intrusive. And Michelle, I'm sure you've had this experience. I'm sure almost everybody listening has had this experience where you're at a networking event and somebody is trying to qualify you. And you feel like you're under the gun. You feel like you're being sold. It's the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. So don't go into a networking event with the idea you're going to qualify people and get a whole bunch of leads. That's not what you're doing. You're going there to meet people. So the question is, how can you meet people and get to know them in such a way that sets you up for the qualifying process? So that's the first step, is to just realize that you're not really qualifying at a networking event. You're just meeting people. You're gathering potential leads, but you're not yet determining how great a lead this is. So focus instead on getting to know the people that you're meeting, getting to know them on a personal level as well as on a business level. What you're doing here with a networking event is setting yourself up for the next step in the process. So with that in mind, there are four things that you can do with people at networking events to set up this next stage. The first is to ask good questions. And the questions you ask at a networking event are very different from the questions you ask when you're in a qualifying interview with your prospect. So you want to be much more general. You want to ask them about themselves, about their business, give them a chance to talk about themselves and talk about their business in a way that excites them, that motivates them. So ask the person that you meet questions like, what have been your biggest successes recently? Or, what's the one thing you're most proud of in your business? Or, what are you most looking forward to in the coming months? or what are you most excited about these days? This will get you information about their business without coming across as trying to sell them something, because you want to learn about them and their business. You just want to do it in a way that is non-threatening and non-salesy. Then you can ask some questions relating to their challenges, again, in a very general way, in a very non-threatening way. Questions like, what are the biggest challenges you're dealing with? Or what are the biggest issues your industry is struggling with? Or what has been the biggest hurdle you've had to overcome in the past year? Questions like this will give you an idea of what needs they might have without being very specific in that regard. So it gives you an idea of something that might be worth pursuing later on. The second thing you want to do is to phrase what you do as a result. You want to make sure that you always ask the person you meet what they do first. Ask them about themselves, their company, before you talk about yourself. Because people need to talk about themselves. People want to be heard. And if we don't give them that chance, they won't listen to us very well. Once they've told us who they are and what they do, they're going to ask us about ourselves, what we do. So when you have the opportunity to tell them what you do, phrase that in terms of a result. Well, we help companies dramatically lower their IT costs. Or we help companies boost their employee retention. Or we help companies avoid lawsuits. When I meet people and they ask what I do, I say, I help salespeople dramatically increase their sales. That leads to the question, well, really, how do you do that? Or tell me more. The more they ask about that, the more of a potential prospect they are. If they drop the subject and don't ask you anything further, then they probably don't have a need in that regard, or they don't have the motivation or the authority. So they're probably not a prospect for us. At least that person, somebody else in the company might be, but not this person. So that gives you some idea of the level of interest. So the more enthusiastically they probe you about what you do, the more likely they are to be someone you want to follow up with. Make sure when you're talking about what you do, don't get into really heavy industry talk. Don't use jargon. Don't use acronyms. Phrase what you do very simply. Make it easy to understand, and always put it in the form of a result, the result of what you do for somebody, not what you do. No one cares about the process. People care about the results. Third thing you want to do is get their card. I am astounded by how many people I see at networking events that have a great conversation with somebody and then don't get their card. That is the key to following up. If you don't get their card, you got nothing. Now, if you're talking with someone and they don't have a card with them for whatever reason, give them one of yours and an extra one of yours for them to write their contact information on. In fact, on the back of my card, I've got a QR code, and below that it says notes. And there's a blank space there for any appropriate notes. And I can put someone's name, phone number, or email on the back of that. Because that leads to the fourth thing you want to do, which is to follow up. This is where you're going to actually begin your qualifying process. It's in the follow-up after the event. And that follow-up might include an email, a phone call, going out to coffee, going out to lunch, or something else. So at the networking event, what you're doing is setting up everything else later on. Don't go into a networking event determined to qualify people and figure out who's a prospect and who isn't. Go into the networking event thinking you're going to meet people. Let's see how many people we can meet. Let's see what we can learn about these people. And then we'll worry about the qualifying part later on.
You know, one of the questions that comes to mind when I'm listening to you, Don, is, and maybe this is something we do for a tip on another segment, you tell me, is that transition of you've met someone at a networking event, you send an email, you don't hear a response, or sometimes you'll just get back a really generic response. One of the things that I hear people say is they're not quite sure how to follow up because they can't really get a feel for, are they just being polite? Or do they just not have the knowledge of how to follow up properly?
That's a great question, Michelle. And now that you mentioned it, that sounds like a whole other tip because I could definitely go on for 5 or 10 minutes on that subject.
Can you give us one thing today that we can do as we're following up with people from a networking event, other than just sending them an email, of which I have to say, I thought I gave really nice follow-up emails, and if I get, say, out of 20 people, two or three that respond, it's a lot, which makes me wonder how folks are staying in business if that's how they respond to each other.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you one tip now, and then I'll give you some more tips in next month's sales tip. The one thing I would say is ask the person you met a specific question regarding the event or regarding something you talked about at the event. Ask them a question that requires a response, not just it was great to meet you, but a very specific question that invites a very simple, very easy answer.
Good point. Don, I want to thank you so much. It has been an absolute delight having you give us this great advice and great tips the very first Monday of every month. I love the way we start off the beginning of the month with you.
It's my pleasure, Michelle.